The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. It's that in-between last week of the year, last week of 2021. That, as we talked about earlier, that took about, 5 months? 6 months to go by? That was it. No more. It's gone. And we'll do it even faster in 2022. Unfortunately, though, all the indicators seem to suggest that 2022 is going to be far more brutal and gruesome in terms of loss of life, suffering. And remember, everybody who dies from these bioweapon injections leaves someone behind. Someone who will be in pain with a hole in his or her heart and psyche for the rest of their lives, especially young children. And there's a reason that the Pfizer Moderna vaxes have been targeted for young children. And it has to do with money. They have to stay under the EUA so they don't have liability. And getting children vaxxed, mandatory that they stay under the EUA. So they're not put into the full commercial paradigm and they can go ahead and vax away with no financial liability. That's why they're sacrificing the kids. This is not human. This is as satanic and evil as it gets. All right. The entire opposite of that is now with us this first hour. One of the great men I've ever known, and I mean that, is a friend and a brilliant, brilliant analyst of the big picture, Dean Henderson. Hello, my friend from South Dakota.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
I'm still here. That's the best I can come up with.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Me too.
Yeah, and what is it? Kristi Noem is in the news today for something or another.
I didn't even see. I honestly didn't even. I guess I didn't watch local news yet. Which,
well,
yeah.
Loco. It's Loco News. L-O-C-O. Governor, where the hell is it? National Guard, pro athletes' hearts are giving out by the day now. They're just dropping over. No surprise. Here it is. Governor Kristi Noem. Was she actually, was she actually sleeping with someone recently that she had to break off because of political inopportune ramifications?
There were allegations. allegations that she had this affair with Corey Lewandowski.
That's right. Lewandowski. Yeah.
Maybe that's back in the news. That could be.
Don't know. Who cares?
Don't know.
You know, it's such a soap opera. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Here, Governor Christie Noem. Governor Christie Noem weighs in on Biden's big COVID announcement. Tells him what's next. You want to find out what she says? Here, I'll get the story.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Let me find out. I got to pull this over here. Okay. All right. Governor Christie Noem, who just dumped Corey Lewandowski, and I put that in there. Governor Christie Noem weighs in on Biden's big COVID announcement, tells him what comes next. President Biden accidentally conceded earlier this week that the federal government has royally messed up their coronavirus strategy, and now one governor wants him to reverse his actions. Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level, Biden told governors in a call on Monday. Biden promised on the campaign trail that he would put an end to the pandemic. Horror. But the Delta and Omicron variants made that a pipe dream. No, Joe, it was made a pipe dream long ago. It's all planned. Except the president is the only one now admitting the fact that states play a more important role in handling the public health crisis, which caught the attention of Republican South Dakota Governor Noem. After a year, we finally agree with the president, Noem tweeted on Tuesday. The federal government isn't the solution. That's why, from the start, South Dakota took a different approach by trusting our citizens to be responsible and make the right decisions for themselves and their families. Now rescind all the federal mandates. She later suggested in a Fox interview on Wednesday that her state would pursue legal action against the White House if they refused to back down. When you have a leader, she said, overstep their authority, especially in a time of crisis, that's when you break this country. So there's your governor.
Well, good. That was pretty significant that Biden conceded this week on that point, and I think a lot of people probably missed the significance of that, but I guess our governor didn't. But I definitely took note of that, too. And I mean, in essence, he's just admitting failure. And
I don't think that went over well with his handlers, Dean.
I don't think it would have either. I can't imagine. Because, I don't know. It was a weird moment because it's just something I didn't expect. I mean, you got Fauci and all these toads out there that, with the white coats on, which they need to have white coats on because they're insane.
Right.
But unfortunately, they're on CNN and NBC and ABC every day telling us we should give our freedoms away.
They're just taking our freedoms.
But it was significant, and I did take it as basically a mission of failure, and I took it that the federal, I basically took it like it was a victory for us, and we backed them off in the United States of America, and maybe nowhere else have they been backed off yet like that. And
I
see
hope
how
you're right.
Out. If you word the words, and he can get squeezed by the ball any day by his handlers and change his tune, he probably will. But that's what Noem should have done, and other governors should have done the same. And we have to take that ground while we still have it. And we're not going to accept any of this in South Dakota. And we can make decisions by ourselves. Yeah. And we don't need to be granted rights. We have inherent rights that you have no idea about, apparently. So, that's a good thing. And she did, in her budget proposal, have a lot of anti-vax mandate language in different areas.
Fauci has dropped the word mandate and now is using the word requirements. He said, I am dropping the use of the word mandate and we're going with the word requirement. That's what he said.
What's the difference? Is there any difference between those words?
It's just another semantic trick. Same.
Yeah, and then today he was saying we need to vaccinate people to fly in the U.S. and all this. And it's just
that's going back and forth.
Yeah, that's what it's doing. Because they're Wetikos, they're crazy. And they know we're onto them, so then they want to hide in the closet from our flashlights. and our guns, and then they come out again and shriek and shriek and howl and panic, and then we shine the light on them, and they run back in the closet. And I mean, they're just crazy, insane people, not even people anymore.
Totally.
They've embraced the God technology, which is the beast. I mean, it is the beast. Technology is the beast. It's been the downfall of every civilization, for the last hundreds of thousands of years. And, man thinking he's smarter than nature. And that's the very essence of what this vaccination, the whole concept of vaccination is about. And a concept of a lot of other things that are going on in the culture right now as well.
But it's not
progress. It's retarded. It's just retardation. It's retardation and of your faculties, of your humanity, if there's no, people have for hundreds of thousands of years on this planet without these freaks firing rockets into space and poking people with needles. And it's all about money. It's just more and more. You can never have enough. These people can never have enough. They're greedy. So rents go up, house prices go up, BlackRock buys all the houses, rents them out. I mean, it's just sick. What's going on? Billionaires flying to space, stock market going to the moon while supposedly, the rest of us are struggling in lockdown and mandated. And the whole time the vaccinated people are spreading this new variant, the Omicron. They're the ones getting it. Cruise ships shut down, the airports shut down. They're having to hire unvaccinated people they fired because the vaccinated people are all getting sick and having to go home. Then they get the kids sick. And so the kids are going to hospital now. Oh, why are the kids going to hospital? Well, because they're not vaccinated, because their parents are vaccinated. And they're spreading this crap. And they're shedding
this transmission.
Crap.
You got it.
Even is. Whether it's electromagnetic or viral or whatever the hell it is, this bioweapon. I don't even know what it is. But it's got different components. When I get around crowds of vaccinated people, I feel sick. I know that. That's just my own personal
experience. You pick it up right away, huh?
I pick it up right away. The latest was, at a funeral I just went to. Right away. And I get the hell out of there. But that's what's going on. The bioweapon is being spread by the vaccinated people.
Mm-hmm. Where this started? Back when the beginning, when they said we only need to get 70% vaxxed on the world stage. And I said, wait a minute, 70%? Mm-hmm. That means they have a built-in mechanism for spreading it to the other 30.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I know. And that just makes sense. That's just logical.
Tell me how you feel, Dean, when you get around these vax people. What are your symptoms?
Just kind of queasy. And just like, I just feel like I'm getting sick. I'm getting sick. I gotta get out of here. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it, but just unwell. I'm feeling unwellness.
Well, some of you in our listening family probably have had similar experiences. If you have to work around the vaxxed, or even if you spend, don't have to spend more than 15 minutes around them, and some people are going to react that quickly.
Yeah, and I think that's why all these kids are getting sick now, because none of them are vaccinated, right? And the schools are the safest places. Why? Because the kids are around other unvaccinated kids. But let's see now. The more people that have gotten vaccinated, now all of a sudden our kids are getting sick. And you want to blame that on the unvaccinated people, I see. I mean, it's just fucking retarded.
It's beyond retarded.
It's beyond retarded. I mean, it's so obvious what's going on.
Yeah.
And it should be so obvious.
Dean, they're laughing at us. Let me tell you something else.
They're laughing at us. But they're also struggling because they still only have a 61.7% vaccination rate. And that's
apparently
all it's going to
be. Apparently not. As well as anyone, they have been beating American society, all of its people, most all of its people, with abject fear, intimidation, paranoia for the last 2 years now, since started in December 2019, when it started. I got the first story on this strange virus, seems unstoppable, coming out of Beijing. Anyway, I got on it, and I never got off. We've been with it ever since. Here's another one, this air travel thing. Biden now says he would agree to impose new travel rules for the unvaccinated in terms of travel, air travel, should his medical team advise it.
I heard that today, too. Yeah, so there's that contradiction right away from what he said yesterday about no more federal mandates. And then he's saying, well, we'll just do another mandate.
I think that was a brain prion glitch that might have let that loose.
Yeah, that's probably about right. But
Fauci wants to keep the unvaxxed from flying. He says as a new requirement to urge them to take their shot. So
sure.
if Fauci, he saw that it's all a play. It's a screenplay. It's a shitty little screenplay, but with worldwide huge ramifications. If Fauci says to Biden, we got to shut it down. No more unvaxxed flying. Biden will go along with it. He'll do what he's told. All right.
The white coats are in charge. The white coats are in charge. I mean, they're not really in charge. I mean, they're publicly in charge, and they're the ones that are orchestrating the sheeple. And behind the scenes are the white coats, of course, are the bloodlines, the royals, the international bankers, and the people that just are in the shadows. You know, that set up the Rockefeller, lockstep program that set up the.
Right.
You know, all these conferences right before it happened with the plushie dolls and that set up the World Military Games in Wuhan and you know, rolled out 5G in tandem with maybe something else. Or maybe it was just 5G and it could just be all still 5G that's just kicking people over, making people sick. The towers keep going up. Here's another obvious thing that's happened, you know, since 2 years ago when this whole thing started. How many people listening to this show have seen more and more and more towers going up? Because I just drove through the Cheyenne River Reservation, probably the most remote area of America, and every single little town, I don't care if it was 200 people or 10 people, and there are towns of 10 people out there, every single town had double 5G towers in it now. And they weren't there last
March. All over the reservation? Really? All over the reservation?
All over the Standing Rock, all over Northern Cheyenne.
What the hell's wrong with our native peoples? How can they do this?
Oh, God, and that's so pathetic because, I stopped at Dupree to get gas, and I walked in, and all the Indians just around are just masked up, and I'm the only white dude there, and I just walk in the store, and there's a big sign, you know, put your mask on or get thrown out. And I just kept walking. I gave the guy 20 prepaid gas, went out, pumped it, came back in, went to the bathroom. But I came out, and the guy was like, as I opened the bathroom door, he's like, here's your change, because I didn't quite hit 20. And but it was a sign of respect by this kid, you know, who's all masked up, Indian kid, back behind the counter. And it was almost like they were so glad to see me. But that's the only place that happens in South Dakota. The reason it happens, they get money. They get money from Rural America initiatives. They get money from all these Leona Helmsley Foundation, all these Wall Street, so-called philanthropists who are basically social engineering people. And the reservations are getting huge money to create this fear, to keep the masks on, to put the billboards up. You know, it's so sad because the most free people on the planet ever are not being subjected to that. And they're buying it. But the tribal councils are corrupt and they're buying it because they've traditionally been aligned with the Democratic Party and the liberals. And those are the people that have gone completely nuts. So
can we say everybody's got a price then, Dean? Is that what this is all about?
You know, a lot of people do. I wouldn't say but too many do.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but too many do. And this gets to the rub of the whole thing, you know. I mean, everybody in this whole scam pandemic is getting paid off. The doctors are getting paid off to keep quiet. The nurses are getting paid off to keep quiet. You don't get paid off. I mean, part of what they're doing by firing unvaccinated people is getting rid of a mindset. You know, they're getting rid of the aware people with awareness.
Of course. Yeah,
I'm out
absolutely.
Of the way. Let's get them out of the hospitals. We don't want any trouble.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so that's across the board what you're seeing. Whether it's airlines or whatever, they just want to, you know, city workers, cops, of course, because they got to have the cops to protect their property and protect the property of the owners of the planet, and which is getting more extensive all the time. And they have to have those people as basically obedient slaves. And if you're not going to take a shot, well, you're not an obedient slave, you're fired. get out of here. And that's a lot of what you're seeing here. But, you know, again, you know, the people seem to be more and more of this information that we have been talking about for not just 2 years, but 30, 40 years, right, is getting out to people. And that's a problem for them. And, you know, I think America is the epicenter of the awakening. I saw this 10, 20 years ago, where it used to be Americans were some of the most asleep people on the planet, you know. And all of a sudden, there was this renaissance of awareness about the problem. And back then it was big oil, and now it's big data and big pharma and big medical. But it's the same shareholders. It doesn't matter. It's just a different... you know, it's a different tactical industrial move. It's a shift of industry, you know, because people got tired of world wars and wars and interventions. And so, okay, we'll just go after the whole population of the planet and literally get inside their body and mind control them and censor them and monitor them and take away their freedom, their own autonomy over their own body. And so it's way worse than war, actually. Because in war, you know, people just die. But here we're talking about people's souls. We're talking about people's awareness. Yeah, people's life essence being just sucked out of them. And yes, a huge genocide coming in 2022. The carnage is unfolding as we speak, minute by minute.
Yes, sir.
And with this third shot and this fourth shot and this whatever, maybe you got lucky on one of them, you got a saline solution, but maybe the next one you don't. You know, because they got to do it slow. They can't alarm the... you know, masses. They have to do this slow. They have to do a slow kill. Like if you had just a million people dying already, then there'd be questions. But if you just got 150,000 or something.
Well, the official number is 400 plus now. The official number is 400 plus, but the real number is I'm sure it's 2.5 to 3.5 million. I'm sure of it. Mm-hmm. I can't prove it, but I feel it in my bones. They're killing people all the time. They're dying at home. They're dying all over the place. They're not dying in the hospitals.
Of everything.
They're dying everywhere.
All
you got to do, Dean, read your local obituaries. Died suddenly. Died of a blood clot. Died unexpectedly. Those people are dying from the shot. Yeah, oh, yes.
Shot. They're dying from the shot in all age groups and everywhere. So it's started.
Absolutely has shifted into overdrive, and you're going to see things you've never seen before. And athletes now are apparently dying, or at least dropping over, of heart issues in Europe, soccer players primarily, virtually every day now. Virtually every day.
In droves. NFL players, a bunch of ex-NFL players, Dontarius Thomas, you know.
Yes.
There's so many. So many. And then Hank Aaron, of course, already died. I mean, all these people are just keeling over. And not one question about whether it was, you know, because of the vaccination.
Okay.
Whether it's because of 5G or anything it could be. Both.
Hold on a minute. I got to take a break and thank our sponsors. I got some thoughts that I want to add to that in a minute as Dean Henderson and I continue. Okay, back with Dean Henderson. Now, I think I mentioned earlier about the fear, and I've talked about it at great length on this program, and all of you out there have seen it, I'm sure, to one degree or another. People have been so beaten up. Most of them will be victims of PTSD for the rest of their lives. That's just the way it's going to play out. They knew what they were doing. They knew what the limits people have for absorbing fear and depressing, horrible news. They knew. So you mix the two together, and you've got a lethal potion that actually acts as a leash for these people. They're led around by it, fear. And they're actually now trying, Dean, to buy these do-it-yourself home test kits for COVID, whatever COVID is. They're the antigen test, which they don't work well at all. They're not as bad as a PCR, but they're not that good. It's really something you don't want to mess with. But these people are actually trying to buy these test kits. They don't have any in L.A. They're sold out in my town. Back east, I'm told they're sold out. In Kansas City, you can't. 100 people showed up in an ER in 3 hours to get tested, tested, tested. There's an obsession with getting tested. They're that fearful. Yeah. Of what?
And that's why we have record cases, because people are panicking and everybody's getting tested.
And they're getting checked in with a cold or the flu is what's happening. They're getting checked in with a cold or the flu.
It's a joke. And Omicron, whatever the hell that means, I'm sure everybody's heard about the Italian movie from the 40s or whatever.
And
all that crap. But, I mean, it's just panic. It's just more panic. And the whole culture is, the whole world is in a panic. And it's unbelievable. And I'll say it again, that never could have happened if they hadn't worked people over with social media first. And created this hive mind first, and this this whole drama with Trump and Clinton, and it goes way back, and they couldn't have pulled it off without making people this emotive, and this fragile and this isolated, because all social media does is isolates people from the culture, and they're disassociated from reality, and they all they care about is doing what everybody else does, and being socially approved. It's all about social approval for a lot of people. And everybody panics, and the whole of humanity is panicked at this point. So of course you're going to get more cases, but obviously Omicron's weaker than Delta, which is weaker than whatever, because if it's anything at all, because that's just the way it works. And so, of course, it's just going to be mild symptoms, and it's no big deal, and there's no hospitalizations.
Correct.
Well, there are hospitalizations, but it's panicked people.
Because the hospitals are in
panic. Are going
the money mill.
Overrunning the emergency room. Yeah, and it's the same old
thing.
Money. The doctor knows best, but you watch the nightly news, it's half news and it's half pharma commercials, and you wonder how it got this way. And everybody has their own doctor, like my doctor. I don't even know what that means. I don't have my doctor. I don't want my doctor. Why would I? But for decades they've been treating these people like gods. And even the doctors will tell you that, you poll doctors and will I get chemotherapy? Do I want to be resuscitated? Do I want to be on a ventilator? 90% almost say no. No, I don't. And yet their patients are told to do so. And now they're being told to get vaccinated. And it's all money. It's just all money. And they're all corrupt. This medical establishment is the most well-paid, most corrupt thing in America. It's broken. And they built up the trust in doctors. And that just makes it so easy.
Well, they tried to make them gods.
Yeah.
That's the message. Go to your doctor. Only your doctor can make you better. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Only your doctor can.
Right, only your doctor can. And only the technology and the pills, and which are what, the second leading cause of death in the U.S. already, just pharmaceuticals, right. Prescription pills,
right.
Because they're misdiagnosing things, these doctors, and it's all practice. That's why they call it a practice. But to the masses, it's sold as, solid, concrete, scientific, da-da-da-da-da. It's just about pharma representatives going around and giving out golf junkets to doctors and whatever. It's just all corrupt. So corrupt.
I'll tell you right now, I think most of the people, Dean, listening right now, honestly, have a better working knowledge of what this is all about than most doctors ever will. And I know doctors. And they don't know. They don't know about remdesivir and what it pays off to the hospitals. They don't know about how much the hospital gets to put somebody on a vent. They don't know for each diagnosis of COVID what the hospitals make. These hospitals are death factories now. Don't go in one. Don't do it. Get your Allison C and be ready. You get sick, take it. You're going to get better. I've seen it now. I've seen four people that I know personally, and they're some big names, and they were deathly ill, and nothing was working. And I sent them Allison C. And they got better.
Yes.
In each case, 24 to 36 hours later, they were up and around.
There you go. Now, we know so much more about, it's just like everything else, It's just like, university professor of political science. What does he know? Nothing. I don't know. It's just all these professionals and all these.
I know.
It's just a little badge you wear around. But all it means is you're sold out to the system. all it means is you've sold your soul, you've sold out, right. You're willing to do whatever to get a paycheck and maybe get some money or some fame or a nice house or, you know, whatever. That's all it means. The people who are the smartest are the people who dropped out of the system a long time ago and just took the rear view, and just, we didn't need a pandemic to know that we didn't want to go to work, man. We didn't want to be part of your system. We didn't want to make bankers a bunch of money and rural families a bunch of money to be their slaves, and then to sort of be the middle management to enslave the working class or whatever it was they wanted us to do. So we're still, you know, the smartest people. It's just the way it is. Sorry. But, you know, that's a whole other, I mean, it's a whole can of worms, but the whole thing's a whole can of worms because it has to do with culture. It has to do with the progression towards what we call progress, when in fact what we've done is we're plunging back into a digital dark ages. And, you know, the Indians had it right. And you know, there's all these Hobbesian, Malthusian myths about, you know, native people. It was such a brutish life. It was so difficult. They were savages. They didn't live very long. It's just a pack of lies. And you start digging into even the cultural anthropology research, and, well, in fact, they did live just as long as we did. Their numbers were dragged down by huge infant mortality rates and huge rates of kids that died in the first few years, yes. But in general, they lived about 70, just like we do. And they didn't have to suffer through another 10, 15 years of life on you know, some kind of quackery from the medical establishment. They could just die with dignity when they were supposed to die. And I mean, it's just this whole thing, this whole march of what we call progress. There were no diseases back then, by the way. There were no, you know, the diseases came with sewer systems and things like that, and cities, and, you know, it all went to hell and went to agriculture, really. And before, when we were hunters and gatherers, that's what we were supposed to be doing. And I, of course, always, you know, my thing is I just argue that, and according to the Sumerian clay tablets, not really me, but them, they tell us that people were forced into agriculture by the Anunnaki in Sumeria in about 8,500 years ago. And that was the rise of we're at the apex, the pinnacle now of that whole process of insanity that followed. And when you go into agriculture, you're pitted against nature. Nature becomes your enemy. You know, you have to shoot the coyotes and the foxes and poison the beavers and all the, you know, and just go after it and cut down trees for your fields. And then your neighbor, all of a sudden, you're in competition with your neighbor, whereas tribes work together in cooperation. And this is the biggest myth about, you know, it's the nature of humanity. This is the biggest lie they've told us, and they're still telling us that. And this is why people get injections. You know, it's the same mindset that somehow this so-called progress, these four industrial revolutions that we've suffered through and miserably slogged through, every single one of them, and now here's going to be the worst one of them all, our progress. And that, you know, this is really where it's at. And people know in their gut that it's not where it's at, and they're mostly miserable, and they go to their jobs, and they hate them, and they're not happy, and they're not healthy, and they're overfed, and they're fat, and they're malnourished, and they don't live with nature, and you know, things were so much better back then, and they keep telling us how bad they were and how much better we're getting, and it's just one of the biggest lies. It is the biggest lie in the world, and this is what it leads to. This is what it leads to. And it leads to 5G, and it leads to glyphosates, and it leads to fluoridation of the water, and it leads to space fences, and it leads to, you know, sucking carbon out of the atmosphere, you know, which is killing us because we need carbon in the atmosphere. Now Gates is sucking carbon out of the atmosphere. I mean, it's just insane. And they really, really think they're smart. They really, really think they got it figured out. And Elon Musk just about hits the Chinese space station yesterday with one of his satellites and causes World War fucking III. Insane, Jeff. The whole thing, the whole world has gone insane. Yeah. And
it's the only, best thing the fuse you can do is pull away the from fuse that. Is lit. We're going to have a war of some kind. You know when we lost it? Well, first, we lost it financially, which leads to politically and socially in 1913 with the passage of the Federal Reserve Act. That was number one. Number two, as I look at it, forget the world wars. They were big, but they were just money-making enterprises for the elite. The next big thing was when we split the atom in the early 1950s. That was the beginning of the end.
There you go.
That's atomic power, nuclear power. Look at the waste. Look what we have. Look at Fukushima. Come on. We never should have split the atom. We should have gone after hydrogen for energy. No need to boil water by creating nuclear fusion, for Christ's sake.
Hydrogen is the key. I did hear that they're using hydrogen-powered boats, maybe in Seattle for ferries or somewhere just recently. So that's good. But hydrogen is the key to power.
Sure. It's everywhere.
Running water. Yeah. Running water.
Well, look at Stanley Meyer. He figured out a way to crack hydrogen from tap water and fuel his dune buggy. And the Pentagram said, we got to meet with this guy. And they went and talked to him at his hometown restaurant. He lived in the Midwest somewhere. Stanley Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got up and walked out to his car, he dropped over dead the next day after the Pentagon meeting. They killed him. They poisoned him.
They made a few of those. Yeah, for sure. For sure they killed him. So, yeah, and he was just, anytime he's trying to free humanity from these parasites, from these Nephilim parasites, you're going to get whacked if you're successful, if you're having success. So, but it's just, this is where we're at, and this whole what they call progress has, of course, been orchestrated by these Nephilim bloodline royal families and their banker minions, and it's all moneymaker, and none of it makes sense, and they're some of the dumbest people you'll ever meet in the world. That's the fact, and that's what people don't understand, is how dumb these people are, and that's what makes them dangerous, because they are dumb, and they're drunk with power, and they think they're smart, and those are the people and when they get money, those kind of people. And so that's what we got, is a bunch of geeks that lived in their parents' basements, had no friends, didn't know how to socialize because they played video games since they were like 3 months old. And that's Gates, and that's Musk, and that's Zuckerberg, and that's Bezos, and that's all these clowns who are pushing this current form of what they call progress on us, imposing it on us, thinking all the while that, they're the saviors of humanity. You got to see this movie. Have you seen this movie, Don't Look Up?
No, I've heard about it. I don't know where to see it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is it?
It just came out, but it's about this meteor that's coming to Earth, this asteroid, and they have all the coordinates. That there's a couple of, there's always a couple of bright light bulbs, even in the scientific community.
It's a major motion picture about an asteroid impact.
Yeah, it's got all these stars: Leonardo DiCaprio, Meryl Streep, Jennifer Lawrence, on and on. And it's about these people. They have it down that there's this asteroid coming in, and nobody will believe them, but it's true. And it's just kind of like what we're facing now. We tell people this, and they just don't know it. They just don't think it's true. And anyway, it's really funny. And in the end, this tech titan who could easily be, Jeff Bezos.
It's a comedy?
It's a comedy. It's really funny. And they just go after social media. They just rag on social media the whole time it's happening, nobody will listen. And then finally the president does listen, and Meryl Streep's president goes out and says, okay, we're going to shoot this thing down. So even on social media, after all this, and after people know it's coming in, they're still just like, following the latest pop star and, doing some TikTok thing like children. and then this tech guy steps in, like Bezos style tech guy. And he's like, we don't want to shoot it down. There's $130 trillion of rare earth minerals on this thing, so we're going to mine it. That's what we'll do. And so, they go and they mine it, and they don't shoot it down, and it blows up the whole damn Earth. And then these elites fly away in a spaceship to this new planet, and immediately these giant birds surround them and just eat them.
Is that a spoiler we just heard there, Dean?
It's a spoiler. I'm sorry, but it's funny. Yeah, they didn't. In the end, they just died just like everybody else did, because they were so smart, and they were gonna. But this is what I feel like is gonna happen here, and these people, if we don't stop them, then Yeah, they're gonna end us all.
That's their plan.
And that's their plan. Except of course they don't plan to be ended, but they too will be ended, and because they're just dumb at the very root of it all. They're really stupid people, and they just did not get enough love from their parents. Did not have social relationships. Don't value social relationships. Value only just sheer power and fame and money and all these bad values that, you know, have been promoted by the by the crown. And so yeah, that's a funny movie though. People should see that.
I think honestly the number of asteroid stories lately are indicative of a potential flashing of a message to us that we are going to get smacked. Now I was told over three years ago that the person kept saying, don't rule out an asteroid hit.
Yeah.
Don't rule out an asteroid
hit.
He did. I ran that the other day too. I don't know if the year was specific, but he did say in this time frame there was going to be an impact.
Somebody said 2022 the other day. But who knows? But yeah, I mean, I would not be surprised if that's kind of a, you know, look, because the whole thing is like, you know, this world is created by a benevolent power, a being, a mystery, you know, energy, whatever you want to call it. And it's just obvious. You look around and how perfect everything's put together, right? So at some point, you know, yeah, it's just a test, and it's an IQ test of humanity, or not even an IQ test, because that's not really right, but a test of the heart, a test of our soul, a test of, like, are we still human? Do we get it? And, you know, I feel like if enough people get it, we'll be spared. And I feel like if not enough people get it, then it's all just going to hit. They're going to, you know, Creator, Wakatanka, whatever is going to hit the reset button. And it could be an asteroid. Why not?
I think the stories of the global elite being attached to an off-planet life form that is here, obviously they're here. They're here all the time. Mm-hmm. We'll call them reptilians for fun.
Yeah.
I think there's a deal made. Something's going on here. And if they want an asteroid to hit, they can go out in their ships and give one a little nudge with a beam to change its trajectory, and in it comes. It's that easy.
Yep.
Hell, they don't even see half these things before they're by us. So,
right.
Easy. Easy.
Right. But see, I think the reptilians are pretty dumb, too. That's maybe where I would say, I don't know. If, you know, yeah, I think the reptilians are dumb. They only understand, like, numbers, you know, and stuff like this. They don't understand this planet that was, again, created by a benevolent being. So, yeah, they could probably try to do that. But, again, I think if they tried to do that, they would themselves die. I just don't think they're that powerful. I think we're way more powerful. And that's the biggest lie of all, maybe, is that somehow these elites or these reptilians or these whatever they are just more powerful than us, and they're just not. We're more powerful, but we don't know. We don't know that. And all we got to do is just say no. Just say no. We disobey. We don't follow orders. Right. We don't do your rules. We don't. Right. And it's over. It's over. But see, that's the biggest lie, is that somehow, yeah, we have to cow down. We have to be worried about the reptilians hitting us with an asteroid. I'm talking about God hitting us with an asteroid because we're just too corrupt. Mm-hmm. And there's too many of us that are corrupt. And that if that happened to me, that would be a good thing. You know, if a world-ending event happened because there's too many crazy people, fine with me. That's justice. And it's too bad you and I got to go down with the ship. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll be remnants. Maybe we'll be, you know, maybe there'll be certain parts.
I think there'll be some survivors.
They can survive, or they can at least.
Yeah.
And even if not, we're going to go to a better place. I just know that's true. And I just take one step after the other, and I see it in my life. You know, good
totally
step,
agree.
Good direction, bad step, bad direction, instant karma. It's scientific. It's obvious. And it's the same with the afterlife or the whatever. We're just here for a little while, and then boom, we're shooting out somewhere else. But, we just want to be shooting out, shooting straight, and doing it right, and standing for what's right, you know. And that's and so that people just don't get that. I mean, I don't think a lot of people get that. They've been taught that that's not scientific. They've been taught just the opposite, that's scientific, to be greedy, a capitalist, and just run over everybody, and who cares? And just get what you get, and the hell with everybody else. That's what they've been taught. And And that's the biggest lie in the world, and I see it every day played out, the misery of those people who do it that way, and the unhappiness of the people that do it that way. And that's why they do these crazy things they do, because they're unhappy. So they're like, well, I'll just go build a space fence, I guess, and I'll just take my toys out of the sandbox, go build a space fence. Man.
Space fence.
Oh my God! But I pity them. I think pity is a good word here.
Yes, and, sure it is.
I pity people that got the shot because they didn't have the backbone to stand up. They didn't have. They couldn't say no, and they really believed in.
A lot of them were deprived of the information upon which to make a real measured decision.
Yep.
Anyway,
they were
hustled into it. Scared into it, yeah. So it's a sad. It's sad, and to have compassion for those people is very human, and we have to.
We have to guard
human. Human is under attack.
Yeah. Thank you. Guard human. Guard human is key, and we don't want anything to be like them. And anyway,
no,
so guard human, and chips fall where they may, and you know,
I'm with you, Dean.
Okay.
You know, if it happens, and we got to go, I know I'm going to a better place. I've already been there. I'm going back.
Go.
So it's okay.
Why not?
It's okay.
You know, it's yeah. So yeah, it's just
hell with them and their games.
Gotta,
I don't care.
Yeah, hell with them and their games. It's just you got to laugh. You just got to laugh and.
I agree.
And just remember to be happy in your life while you're here.
Every day is a blessing.
Yeah. Every day is a blessing, man. Every day.
Yep.
That's right.
Have fun, Dean. We'll do this soon. We'll do this in 2022. We'll walk through it together. See what happens.
Yep. Sounds good, brother. As always.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Happy New Year to you and yours.
Happy New Year to you, man.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Night. One of a kind, Dean Henderson. Just a unique mind. We've got some great people on this program. We will be right back with more. Hang on.